Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Today on the show, we have music from Natalie Stovall, Michaela Woodson, and Jessica Mack. And we'll also be talking about our interviews with all three of them. Jessica being the most recent person of the three that we've interviewed. This should be such a fun show. But before we do that, I want to talk to you guys for a second. Y'all might have noticed for about the past month or so, if you look at my social media, that I've been posting about the National Universe Awards and how I was nominated for Radio Personality of the Year, along with my co-host Craig. Well, a final round of voting started last night, and I didn't make the cut, but I'm perfectly okay with that because now let's be real here. I come out of the first round. I'm going to be honest, and I accepted that because I mean, I was nominated with some of the giants in radio, like Betsy Spina, Bobby Bones, Stormy Warren, and Kelly Ford of Ty Kelly and Chuck. Those people do this for a living, professionally. I'm not getting paid for any of this, but the thing I wanted to highlight was after I found out that I didn't make the cut for the final nomination list, I posted about it on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and I got so much love back from people we've had on the show, former guests, people that were even nominated, even Kelly and Betsy themselves reached out to me, and they basically said, "Dude, you should have been nominated, or you should have made the list." And I mean, that right there in and of itself, that's validation, just complete validation right there. Because when you have people in not only the country music industry, but the radio industry, and people that you look up to and respect immensely, I'm telling you this, that you deserve to be there, it blows your mind. But there's seriously not even words right now. But I said all that to say this. I know there's a old cliche of there's always next year, and there is, but I'll still be going to the awards, just not as a nominee. The awards are May 8th in Nashville, so a little over a month away. But I kind of wanted to say what was on my mind, and secondly, congratulate everybody in my category and all my friends that made the final voting list. So that being said, let's move on with the show. Before we dive into the show this week, let's recap and go back to unless we can see where we left off. In the number three spot last week was the brand new single from my friends of the Springs called Cool. At number two, it was I Love You So What from Hannah Gray Ellis. And at number one last week, it was the super talented Jenna Paulette with I Love You So Much, or IOISM. That being said, let's jump into this week's countdown, shall we? Coming in at number three this week is an artist we had on the show, I want to say October or November of last year, something like that. I think it was late October, early November. It's the brand new one from Natalie Stovall that I just dropped a few days ago. This is called I'm Making Out in Cars, and it's number three on Indie Country Radio.
Trading. You'll be somewhere making out in cars.
And at number three, that was a brand new one from Natalie Stovall called Making Out in Cars. Natalie Stovall and her band, The Drive, are relentless road warriors, performing over 200 dates each year across college campuses, clubs, festivals, and military bases around the world. And Natalie, a Tennessee native, like yours truly, is a powerhouse vocalist and a multi-instrumentalist who has been playing professionally since she was 10. A fiddle phenom, Natalie made her a Grand Ole Opry debut at the ripe old age of 12 years old, which I'm still mind-blown about, even though she actually mentioned that on the show. I'm still totally mind-blown that a 12-year-old would make a Grand Ole Opry debut. That is beyond anything I could even imagine. She has performed everywhere from the White House to the Oprah Winfrey Show. Natalie was named one of CMT's Next Women in the Country and was recently awarded Best Female Artist and Best Music Artist by a Campus Activities magazine. And she's been touring with Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots as a featured performer, writing and recording for her next 2018 release, which you just heard in Making Out in Cars. You can see Natalie coming up, let me see, on Saturday, April 21st, that's 2 weeks from tomorrow, at the Angel City Motorcycle Rally in Genadea, Georgia. And I hope I said that city name right. But again, that was Natalie Stovall with our brand new single, Making Out in Cars. As I alluded to earlier, we spoke with Natalie about what was coming up for her, and she mentioned several things coming up this year, including the releases, which if you listened, I think it was in either January or February, we played her release before this one, Wine or Whiskey on the show. So, moving on to number two, we have an incredibly talented Miss Jessica Mack with her single A Million Ways. We spoke with Jessica on March 30th about her brand new album, a docudrama that she's on right now on CMT called Music City, and just generally anything and everything that has been going on with her lately. So this is coming in at number two. This is Jessica Mack with A Million Ways on Indie Country Radio.
They never tell you how the game is played, and a million different ways a heart can
This week, that was the lovely Miss Jessica Mack with A Million Ways. Sweet Tea Loving, Razorback Calling, singer-songwriter Jessica Mack is proud of her Arkansas roots, but has found herself right at home within Music City. Since moving to Nashville in 2013, Jessica has been making strides in her pursuit of a professional music career. She has had the honor of opening for prestigious artists like Sheryl Crow and Chris Allen. Jessica was a two-time performing artist for CMA Fest in 2015 and 2016, and named one of AT&T Universe's Rising Stars, along with her 2016 CMA performance on the Country Network. Many say Jessica stands out for her unique sound and her original songs are comprised of kitschy hooks and melodic runs. Jessica and her music are featured on the new CMT reality music TV series Music City, which premiered March 1st, and her full length CD was released that next day. Let me tell you where you can see Jessica live. Tuesday, April 24th, she will be at a taping of Today in Nashville on WSMV Channel 4. That next day, she'll be in Bowling Green, Kentucky at the Bowling Green Ballpark. On Monday, April 30th, and I am so excited to watch this. She will be back in Nashville at the Song Suffragettes at the Listening Room Cafe. And that show starts at 6:15 Central Time. So y'all be sure to absolutely tune into that one on either Periscope, or if you can catch it live, do it. Trust me, I'm hopefully crossing my fingers. I'm gonna be at Songs for Tits that next week. I'm kind of bummed it won't be April 30th, so I could meet just in person. I'm kind of bummed about that, but it is what it is. But still, if you can catch a Song Suffragette show live, do it. The best music that you'll ever hear in your entire life. Best singers probably ever. And that brings us to the number one song on the show. Today's number one song is called Unfixable. And it's from an artist that we recently interviewed last year, Kayla Woodson. Who you may have seen audition for the season's version of The Voice. So, after we play Unfixable, I'll tell you guys a little bit about Kayla. And coming in this week at number one is Kayla Woodson with her brand new single, Unfixable, on Indie Country Radio.
Done, but it doesn't end. Was that your sweet life when you leave, pulling me right back in again? No matter how sick, we always end up broken. If you're gonna leave me, you better make me cry. No, I don't wanna feel it, holding on to what's next, wondering if it's just one. Make me hate you, make it real. Make the last cut too deep to heal.
one, that was Kayla Woodson with her brand new single, Unfixable. With musical roots in rock, country, and soul, Kayla Woodson's influence ranged from Aretha Franklin to Stevie Wonder to A Journey and Guns N' Roses, and country stars like Dolly Parton and Carrie Underwood. By combining powerful vocals with a strong stage presence, Kayla has perfected her live show and started to make her mark on Music City. From a spur-of-the-moment opportunity to jump on stage and perform with Lady Antebellum to Minchin's own national and local radio shows, Nashville is taking notice. Growing up in the small town of Wyoming, Louisiana, Kayla was a little girl with a big voice and a love for the stage. At age 7, she started playing the Texas Louisiana Opry circuit, and by the age of 10, was running her own band and performing in performing at parades, parties, and festivals across the region. In 2004, Kayla took her talents to Italy to train at the Bocelli School of Music, and later that year to Romania to represent the U.S. at the Golden Star Children's International Talent Fest, where she took second place in the world. By age 15, Kayla was writing her own music and released an album titled I'm Moving On, which included 4 of her original songs. In the fall of 2012, Kayla took a leap of faith and made the move to Nashville to study at Belmont University, following the footsteps of country superstars and Belmont alumni such as Trisha Yearwood, Brad Paisley, and Leah Womack. 2015 was a whirlwind year for Kayla that included her first performance on the Hard Rock stage at CMA Music Fest, shows with her band up and down Nashville's Fan Broadway, and the release of her first single, Fan for the Flame, to country radio. Since moving to Music City, Kayla has taken the time to focus on and develop her songwriting. She released her self-titled EP in 2016, in April of 2016. The EP is a collection of 5 original songs written or co-written by Kayla, having had her hand in every aspect of the creation of this project. But Kayla is confident that it represents the artist into which she has matured. And if there's tour dates available, let me check. I'm not seeing any tour dates. So that will wrap things up for this edition of Indie Country Radio. But with that being said, let me tell you guys what's coming up next on the show. If I can find the emails. Here we go. We have coming up Tuesday at 4:30 Central. We have had the lovely Miss Carrie Cunningham joining us. And that next week we have Sarah Ellen Thomas from Nashville's Music City. That's Wednesday 4:11. And Tuesday the 17th, we have a brand new country music duo, Separate Charm, with us. comprised of Lizzie Miller and Melissa Ramsky. So with that being said, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Mika's Radio on What Is With Murph. Thank you and goodbye.